Support for KPLU comes from Seed Intellectual Property Law Group, where business, science, technology, and law work in concert to protect people's ideas. Serving clients in Seattle and around the world for over 46 years. Info at seedip.com.
The downside of hanging out at a circus school is that you start to feel really boring. I met this woman, Erica Rubinstein, and her specialty is Russian bar, which means she basically juggles people.
We have a bar on two people's shoulders, so I'm one of the bases, and it's made from pole vault poles. So if you can imagine a 12-foot-long bar that's kind of like a beam and a trampoline, but supported by people. And then our flyer stands in the middle of the bar, and we launch her in the air and catch her back on the bar.
You're likely to get some feedback if you mess up.
Feedback, yeah. Or they might not come back, you know, if they're dropped too hard. So.
But at the moment here at the School of Acrobatics and New Circus Arts, no one's dropping anyone. In the corner, there's a boy catching a hat on a cane that he's balancing on his chin. There's also a really tiny girl riding what's known as a giraffe, which is a really tall unicycle. There is circus activity everywhere, on the ground and in the air. I need Rubinstein to help me figure out all that I'm seeing.
What's that called? Juggling with his feet?
Or it's foot juggling. Uh-huh.
And she's on the
fabric or silk.
And they're roughly how high off the ground, do you think?
They're anywhere from 0 to 20 feet up in the air.
I think I've seen monkeys do that.
She's swinging back and forth. Yeah, and it looks, I mean, she has a great smile on her face when she does that. So I think she enjoys it.
It's true. Everywhere you look, people are grinning. The circus school's based in Seattle's Georgetown neighborhood, in a huge warehouse full of mats, hoops, and trampolines. A huge tent nearby houses a flying trapeze. 1,000 people come here and take classes every week. The school caters to all ages and levels, and that makes looking around even more interesting. At any hour, there might be tiny girls spinning plates, while a 40-something-year-old guy practices cartwheels. Joe Montgomery co-founded the school 7 years ago.
I think it's great for the little ones to see what the big kids are doing. And when any of the performers that are in town for Chechas and Zani want to train, we let them come here and train. The little kids watch. And one time, one of their hand balancers was standing on her hands here, rotating her legs around. And there was a little girl sitting over there waiting for her class, like a six-year-old. And she was looking at her with a bit of ennui, and she said, "Well, when I'm that age, I'll do that." Okay.
Montgomery has a background in gymnastics, so she's used to using her body in unusual ways. Like being a human ladder.
When my daughter was young, we used to do it all the time, actually, in the aisles at Fred Meyer to reach the top shelf, since I'm short, and she would climb up on my, stand on my shoulders to get stuff.
Montgomery also works as a nurse practitioner. She'd been thinking about a way to keep children physically active in a setting that wasn't competitive. The idea for a circus school clicked in when she met some circus performers. She figured all the different kinds of circus skills would appeal to people of all abilities.
Some people might be good at juggling, others are good at balance, others might be strong. So it really doesn't prefer a certain skill set or a certain body size.
Chuck Johnson is the school's other co-founder. He's a former stuntman with a background running circus programs. He'd see how confident people would get when they'd go out and try something new.
Being able to walk across a tightrope or being able to juggle three balls or do a flip on the trampoline allows people to think and to realize that they can do other things they didn't think they could do.
He also teaches at the school, so when he walks through the warehouse, he stops to coach a boy in the art of juggling three clubs.
But keeping them in close, making the throws more precise and compact.
The boy's 14-year-old Zach Holmberg. The circus school became his refuge when he was getting bullied at school.
That was happening a lot to me, and I didn't have anything like this that I could say, hey, I'm happy, I can go back here and just enjoy myself.
He practices about 8 hours a week and would like to one day get into a professional circus program.
For me, it means just go do what you love, and I put all my heart into it.
When stay-at-home mom April Sargent heads to circus school, she changes her Facebook status to read, "I'm off to fly." She flies on a trapeze.
It's just a blast to just fly through the air and accomplish something. It's a real accomplishment to do something right when you're up there, because it's all you.
Then, of course, there's the adrenaline.
Oh, my gosh!
Like rolling across the floor inside something that looks like a giant-sized hamster toy.
That's so crazy.
And just like that, another person falls under the spell of circus school. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.